Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Morning. I'm excited. For those that don't know me, I'm Brock Williamson. I'm the youth pastor. You know, I always think like when fighters get introduced, their nickname is in the middle. I always think, you know, what would mine be? So I always say loose cannon. Yeah, I'm just going to say it like it is. No, but this morning we're going to start right away in Scripture. We're going to start right away in Scripture because there's a verse, a couple verses that I really want to focus in on. And this verse is jam-packed with so much, but there's a certain part I want to key in on and I want us to talk about this morning. But in Philippians, you could turn your Bibles there, or you can unlock your phone and turn your phone there. Or if you don't have a Bible, then there should be some in like a rack below your seat. And if you don't own a Bible, take that one. Holy stealing. Five-finger discount. We will replenish them. It's free. Don't worry. All right? So feel free to do that if you need a Bible. That goes only for the Bibles. Just making sure. Okay. I can see how that'd go. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to key in on a certain part of this verse, though. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Because, see, there are times in our life where we are absolutely rocked. We get rocked, heartbroken, life shattered, bitter, angry, sad, whatever it may be. There are things that happen in our life that just knock us down, that destroy our world as we know it. And God is there to bring a peace that surpasses all understanding. He is there to comfort us, to bring that peace. But see, there's a special part that I want to focus in on, and it's not just these big life-shattering moments. Yes, he's there for those, and it's important. Those big hurts. But the paper cuts of our everyday life. I call it death by paper cuts. Just get a paper cut and they hurt more than they look bad. You think, man, whatever. Okay, whatever. Then you get another paper cut. And you get another paper cut. You think they're just small little. And then you get another paper cut. And you get another paper cut. Pretty soon, it's too late and you're lashing out. You're becoming bitter. You're becoming hardened. You're becoming angry. You're becoming unfaithful. And we turn to other things in this world to help us fix the problem. Because, see, with the big things, we can go to God. We know the big things, the big life-shattering moments. But the little things, we get caught up in this worldly mentality of, well, life happens. Sweep it under the rug with, well, it happens to everybody. I just deal with it. And you're not addressing it. You're not dealing with it. And pretty soon, every day, day after day, the insecurities, the small offenses, the small things that happen that we think, well, it happens to everybody. I guess I'll just deal with it. All of a sudden, it's paper cut after paper cut after paper cut to the point where we become bitter, become calloused, become hard-hearted. Lashing out, angry, unfaithful. See, it's even in these things that we are to, in prayer and supplication, make our request known to God so that he can bring a peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the little things. Because these little things can rob us, can hurt us, can destroy us once they stack up. Just keep stacking up, and then one day it erupts. Trust me, your family doesn't want to be around when it erupts. It's these little things that we need to address, not just the big things. The big things, life-shattering, God is there to comfort and bring peace. But it says anything, not just the big things. Anything. Because it's the little things that can rob us. It's the little things that matter. That he will bring peace over. It's funny, this word peace in this scripture. I'm going to get all Greek on you. Now, I read the where they kind of like write it how it's pronounced. I didn't actually hear it pronounced, so hopefully I get close. This word peace in Greek is irene, give or take. irene, and what this word is peace, and to be tied, united, to be made whole. That's the kind of peace that this is. Peace that surpasses all understanding. So when we have these life-shattering moments, when we have the little moments every day that rob us, and God is there to comfort us and bring a peace, but we only use it for the big things and think, well, the little things happen to everybody. The world tells me life happens. I need to just deal with it. Sweeping it under the rug. No, God wants to bring peace, a wholeness, a tying together, a uniting with him to fix the paper cuts and the broken arms. He wants to fix it all. Anything, making our request known to him to bring a peace, a comfort, a healing, a restoration, a redemption for you and I in the little things so that the little things don't start affecting our day. That's what it is. There is a peace that he offers to us that is wholeness. We are to be faithful with what he's given us. And he didn't just give us the peace for the big, but for the small. For the little moments where we feel like nobody's there. He's there, and he's willing to give you wholeness and completeness. And see, when we experience that wholeness and that unity with him, when we give those little things to him, all of a sudden we start to see things the way he sees things. We don't see things the way the world sees them. Because see, we think, based on some of our, what I would like to say is worldly Christian thinking, the big things, the big breaks, we got to give to God and he'll heal those things. But the fractures, well, everybody gets fractures. All of a sudden, our vision is fractured. And we are viewing this world in a skewed manner. And not the way our Father views the world. But if we go to him and make our request known, that peace that comes in removes the fracture, removes the specks, removes the planks, and we start to see in a whole new way. Because the little things matter. And I know from my own life, little things turn to big things, because once you have a little bit, sometimes it's just easy to just go all the way. Just a little bit. Oh, I'll just have a little bit of ice cream. Said no one ever. You're a liar. I took the youth boys on a fishing trip a week ago, and there was a town nearby called Gilman, Wisconsin. Now, the reason I chose this campground is because as a kid, my dad took me and my sisters there. My mom was out of town somewhere, and so my dad took us camping. And he took us into this town. And you know it's a small town, Wisconsin, when you go for ice cream in a hardware store. And you go into this hardware store, walk to the back, and they got like this, you know, bar set up kind of with ice cream. And when I was with my dad, because I grew up with three older sisters and I was born last, my saying was always born last, get last, I got to go first. I got to order first. So I ordered a root beer float when I was a little kid. And by the time that we got our ice cream and I got my root beer float, by the time we got to the vehicle, I had finished it. Little sip turned into chug, chug, chug. Nobody was chanting that except for the voice in my head was, it tastes better if you swallow it all at once. No, it doesn't, because it didn't taste good coming back out. I won't get too graphic, but it did come back out as I was getting into the vehicle, thankfully on the sidewalk. And then my sister Brittany was three blocks down that way. She doesn't like that kind of stuff, so she was gone, and my dad's, you know, what's going on? Mom's not there. But yeah, see, I have a hard time with the little things not becoming the big things. Those little things matter because they turn into the big things. If not for your own soul, for who you're passing it down to. Because I don't care if you have kids or not, there's somebody watching you. They're watching you. And what you're passing down to them matters. And if you're not dealing with those little things, it's going to affect those around you. The fishing trip, once again, there's lots of stories. I won't tell all of you because parents, you'll be disappointed. No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding. It was great. It was so much fun. I literally wanted to plan one for next weekend, but, well, yeah, couldn't. But Thursday evening during the day, me and my dad were getting the canoes on his trailer, and we were picking it up with the church van, and we were in our backyard, and we were getting them on the trailer and getting them situated. My dad couldn't decide, oh, should I flip them this way, flip them that way, turn this end in, do this. My dad's figuring it out, and I'm sitting there, and I'm, you know, patient. I'm having a good time. I'm excited for this fishing trip. And if you remember Thursday, it was really sunny and nice, and then, like, you blinked, and then all of a sudden it was dark as night, and there was clouds and wind. Like wind, like gusts of wind. And you could see the rain over Putman's Ridge coming. And I was thinking, we still hadn't strapped the canoes down yet. And I was like, hey, Dad, what if we just strap them down quick and then we'll come back out later and do them right? And I keep telling him this, and he's just, you know, we got to flip this end and this. I was like, is this the old age getting to him? He can't hear me? I don't. He's not here. I can say, okay. But we're standing there, and the gusts of wind start to really pick up. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, okay, Dad, can we seriously just strap these down, and we'll come back out later and do them right? And he's just ignoring me, and okay, let's get this in. We still haven't put one strap on yet. On the canoes. We haven't put one ratchet strap on yet, and we're going to do like three of them. And he's still situating them around, and the gust of wind blows, and he's walking by, and the red canoe blows off of the trailer and just hits him. Just boom. And if you know my dad, it was like, oh, and then he picks it up and throws it on the trailer. I was like, I would have died. Probably, like, I would have been on the ground like, I give up, Lord, are you asleep? Save me from the storm. Okay, anyway, another reference to a different Bible story. But he gets hit with this, I'm telling you, it's a big canoe. It's this big red heavy canoe, and it blows off the trailer, hits him, and he's like, oh, puts it back on. And I'm like, Dad, how about now? How about we just strap it down and get in the house? Looks like there's a tornado. I'm like, and he's just still ignoring me. We get one of the ratchet straps down, and then he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, Dad, they're good enough. We will fix it tomorrow. And he's like, and he kind of moves it around, and all of a sudden I'm like, Dad, you could see rain right there. It's about to be here, Dad. Rain. Wet. The stuff that falls out of the sky. Can you hear me? And he's still just, okay, let's move this up here. And then all of a sudden, it's raining. And we're just putting the final ratchet strap on. Everything's the way he wanted it. Done the right way. And then we pull it up to the vehicle or to the house, and we go in the house, and the power's out and all that, and he's laughing, and I'm just like, but you know, I learned something. Even in the storm, you got to do things right. Even in the storm, you got to do things right. And I learned that from him that day. And I remember I was sitting in my room and the power was out because, you know, whatever. And I was reading a book, but then I just sat there and I was thinking, even in the storm, my dad had to do things right. So I got to do that too. I just was thinking in my mind. Well, Sunday morning rolls around when we're at the campground. And all I brought was a hammock and put my sleeping bag in it. No tent. I actually didn't bring a tarp or anything to put over. I was like, and by the way, a wonderful way to sleep in the woods. Like, better than sleeping on the ground in a tent. And it was like 6:30 in the morning. And our plan was to take our time, maybe fish a little bit from shore, and then go into town and get ice cream later on and maybe do a short devotional because it was Sunday. And I'm laying in the hammock just great. There's a little breeze, so I'm swaying. And I like noise when I'm sleeping. So I can hear, you know, other campsites going on, and I'm just sleeping. And then all of a sudden I heard a little rumble, and I'm just like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait a second. And then I heard it again, and I was like, that's thunder. So I jump out of my hammock. I take it off. I'm not even rolling it up. I'm putting everything in my hammock and just bundling it up like it's a bag and threw it in my Jeep. I run over to the other tent where the other youth leader, Bill, who was with us, I run over to his tent, and I'm like, Bill. And he's rolling up his sleeping bag, and he's like, I heard it too. And he's just rolling up and packing up everything. And all of a sudden, I'm going to, like, wake up all the kids, and I'm like, okay. I didn't want to, like, be yelling at them, you know, but there was a sense of urgency. And so, like, I unzip one of their tents, and I'm like, hey, guys, it's time to wake up. And I see Tanner. He's just, and I'm like, there's a storm coming, and he just starts grabbing his stuff. He was just all of a sudden, boom, he knew. And, yeah, and then there was one of our students, and I'm like, hey, let's go. And all of us packed up camp. He's still in his tent. I'm like, okay, we got to go. Everybody help him. If he's in it, I don't care. Get it in the van. Like, we got to go. But then I found myself in an absolute downpour, strapping the canoes down. But I'll tell you what, I was doing it right. I was doing it right because of what my dad taught me. Because the little things matter. The little things matter. And there was a student out there with me getting soaked. And I can't speak for him, but I would like to think he was taking notes. Because there's always somebody watching you. There was a van full of kids. I don't know if they were watching me. They were probably yelling, Pablo, hey! Yeah, they're going to laugh about that one. Poor Bill. He drove that van. I remember we stopped to get gas. And he's like, hey, do you want to switch? I was like, nope. Oh. But see, it's the little things that matter. Somebody's watching you, and if you don't deal with these little things, it's not going to be good. fracture after fracture after fracture, paper cut after paper cut after paper cut, it could be the death of you and I. We got to deal with those things. We got to take care of those things. Go to God in prayer, and He will bring that peace and that wholeness and that unity and that healing that we need over the little things, so the little things don't rob us. That's what matters. I found it fitting that when I felt like God was giving me this sermon to preach, I didn't know that it was Communion Sunday, but I find it fitting because as we get ready to partake in communion, there's always that period of time, as Scripture tells us, that we need to look inward, analyze ourselves a little bit, spend some time with God and giving up to Him these things that are, you know, sin issues, stumbling blocks, all these different things. And as we do that today, I think it's important, remember the small things. Not just the big things that are causing you to trip. Not just the big things that are luggage and baggage that you kind of always, you know, it's just you deal with them and they're kind of like the big giant things that always happen. Remember the little things that maybe we don't always bring up to Him. The daily insecurity that we deal with, the daily offense, give those to Him. Now as we partake in communion, because what is this a symbolism of? It's of Him giving His life. That's where the peace comes from. That's where love, grace, and mercy reside, is at the foot of the cross. This is where we go, bring all that we are, and give it to Him, the little and the big. So as you look inward today, as we partake in communion, I want you to take time and give Him the little things so that you could be restored and redeemed. The big things and the little, they all matter. Because somebody's watching you. If not for your own soul, somebody's watching you.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.